Well, tonight was an adventure. It's been a long day. Donated plasma this morning. It doesn't take as much out of me as I did last week, so that's good. I was more hydrated, I feel like, but my kids aren't feeling good, and I'm afraid we're going to get that second round of COVID coming in. There's a lot of sinus problems going on right now, and I get a sinus infection every fall, and I do have another sinus infection that I'm on an antibiotic for, so there's that. But I have two sons. One's on quarantine anyways, but he started not feeling good, so that's not a good sign. And then the other one, he says he feels awful, so that's bad. I'm supposed to be doing a commercial the next 3 days. So that sucks. If they get worse, like, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, of course, there's always Tyler, and I feel bad. I feel like Tyler is stepping up, like, and the boys aren't loving it. They want their mommy to take care of them. They don't like riding in his truck, and it's not a family truck in any way, shape, or form. My boys are too big to sit in the back, and it's not a back seat. It's a fold-down option. It's not a seat. So I get how they feel. I hate riding back there. We do have it in our hopes that we will get something better. But until then, it sucks. But we make do with what we can. So, but as I was doing eyelashes, I got a phone call. My mom asked what I was doing and how fast I could be done, which obviously concerned me. So my daughter, once again, my oldest child, got in a car accident, totaled her car. This time it was not her fault. She got clipped, by another car, going into her lane and obviously didn't see what they were doing. That person hit her, she tried to overcorrect, stay in her lane, but that didn't happen. She overcorrected too far and headed her straight into another two cars, I believe, that she headed on. So both the front end and back end of her car was destroyed. That sucks because she's always in car accidents, and when she does it, she totals it, and that sucks. I'm happy that it wasn't her fault this time, but at the same time, like, and she definitely was wearing her seatbelt. She definitely had the seatbelt burn across her chest. So that's good. I'm proud. She has insurance this time and everything. It just sucks. Like, you're trying to get on a better path and it just never fails. Her airbag did deploy. Her wrist that she already has a bar in. From the last car wreck, that same wrist got messed up again. Nothing's broken. It's just gonna be a lot of soreness for the next couple days. So that's good. Not as bad as last time, but unfortunately, I'm tired. Because of COVID, you can't have any visitors in the hospital, and they don't have a car. So, oddly enough, my mother's intuition, she just had a tuition to go farther on the freeway than she usually does. So she did, and she saw the wreck and she noticed it was my daughter. And so she took him home, but being there, she freaked out, by the way, if you get in a car wreck, go to the hospital, go to the emergency room. I know some people don't have insurance and they don't want to deal with that, but the thing of it is that, so we looked this up actually. Your adrenaline, when you're in a car accident, your adrenaline kicks in so that your pain threshold is higher. But we looked it up. It can start coming down after a few hours, or it can actually come down the next day. So as that adrenaline starts coming down, you start feeling the pain of things that are hurting. So that sucks. That she waited a little bit, and I get it. Bills from the hospital suck. Speaking of that, we went to the new hospital in town. Not my favorite. not my favorite hospital. they kind of talked to us like, so do you really think you need a CT scan? Why would you ask us that? That's not our expertise. Like, what do you think? Do you think I need one? Like, you asked me all the questions you needed to ask, so you tell me. And it just was weird. Like, the CT scan only showed the chest and the neck, but we like were very specific about her ribs on her side where the seatbelt buckled in, that hurting, and her wrist. And so we had to re-ask. As we were sitting there, I saw her wrist swell up more and get more black and blue. It just looked bad. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't my favorite hospital visit. And I don't know if this means anything, but I've had hundreds and hundreds of hospital visits. So many. With my children amongst the chaos of my life. So, yeah, I mean, I know it's a new hospital. The TV kept freaking out on us. The speaker thing was really weird, and it like made these weird noises, and then everything would just shut down. It was really weird. So, I don't know. I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad my daughter's okay. I'm extremely tired. I have to start a commercial tomorrow morning. I should be in bed by now. I didn't get anything done that I wanted to get done. I had to cancel an eyelash client, so I feel really super bad. I didn't finish my cousin's. My cousin Camille was there, and I was doing an awesome like color thing that was on TikTok, so I was trying to do it on her. And so I didn't get to finish with her. And the crazy, like, of course, my children would come first over clients, 100%. My cousin knew that. It wasn't even an option. I dried her eyelashes, hurry and sealed them. I did not finish. But they do look better than they did, so that's good. But yeah, I didn't get to finish her eyelashes. So, and she understood. She was like, absolutely, go take care of your daughter. But now I feel off. I definitely feel off for sure. So hopefully tomorrow's not that long of a day and it will work out fine. So I'm gonna go home now and go to bed. All my kids are in bed. Tyler took care of them. He took care of dinner and then got all the kids to bed for school. And it's been a long day. So hopefully things calm down. I asked my daughter to not die while I'm on a set. I don't want to go to a funeral. I don't want to go because that's going to destroy everything. Like, because after one of my kids die, I'm going to be completely useless. I'm going to go insane. I won't be able to cope. So I really just need to not have one of my kids die right now. You guys probably won't hear from me again if that happens. I literally will snap. I love my kids to death, and I wish I had more time for each of them. Ledger came and skadoodled me today. My boys, being sick, are very, very clingy, and I actually really like it. So, anyways, thanks for listening, guys, and I hope you guys had a better day than I did. Bye.